Yumad Daf Nun Tes 59. As we continue Met Nun Ches Amabez Perakot Siulo, we are in the Heichal. We have finished the Maisa the Torahs and the Hazaos inside the Kodesh Kodashim, and we have even finished the Hazaos that are connected to the Parochas, which we discussed on Shabbos, and that was whether they actually have to touch the Parochas or done towards the Parochas. And now we are on our way out. We are doing the Hazaos that are on the Mizbeach HaZahav, which is also known as the Mizbeach HaKtoris, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the question is, what order does one go in? So we had a machlokas quoted in the Mishnah about the order, and we had a machlokas quoted in the Braisa about where do you start from. Do you start from the northeast or the southeast? Everybody agrees that you start from one of the eastern corners. The question is, from which corner, the northeast or the southeast? And then the machlokas was, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether one goes clockwise or one goes counterclockwise. Counterclockwise would be, if one is facing the Mizbeach, that would be to the right, and that's what the Gemara just said at the last point, and clockwise would be going to one's left, because standing to the Mizbeach and going clockwise would be going to the left. So the Gemara's first suggestion is, so what is this machlokas about between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? So first the Gemara said that everybody agrees you can't start with the west one, you have to start with an east one, because of the pasuk that says, V'yatza el ha-mizbeach, you have to pass the entire mizbeach, going from where he was, inside the west, to pass, go all the way to the east side. So what is the machlokas about, though, between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? So first suggestion was, maybe they argue about this principle that we've had a number of times already, about kol pidas shatapone lo yu el derech yamin lemizrach. Maybe the machlokas is about that. Rabbi Yishmael holds of that principle, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of that principle. That is not something that we'd like to say, because that's a principle that comes up elsewhere, and there's no machlokas elsewhere. For example, when the Kohanim go up the ramp, and they make a right first in order to do other zrikos, the zrikos of the chatas, and other avodos that they have to do, so they always go to the right. There's a Mishnah Maseches Vachen that says the Kohanim always go to the right, except for three avodos, where they go to the left, because they have to do something on the southeast corner. But besides that, they always go to the right. So we'd rather not say that is the machlokas. So the Gemara is going to suggest something else. Let's suggest it, and then we'll make one of the comments. Lo, says the Gemara, about seven lines up from the bottom, to kule alma islahud rami bar Yecheskel. Really, everybody holds like rami bar Yecheskel. Everybody agrees, based on the psukim in Sefer Malachim describing the mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech built, the Yam Shel Shlomo, that's where the name of the Marshal Sefer comes from, the Yam Shel Shlomo of Shlomo Luria, the mikvah that he built inside the Azara. So the order of the paros that were described went in a certain direction. So everybody agrees to that. The machlokas is only as follows. Mar savar yalfinam pnim michutz, or mar savar lo yalfinam pnim michutz. Everybody agrees that your kopido shatapone applies to the avodas chutz, when you go up the ramp of the outer mizbeach. The question is, do you also apply the same principles to the inner mizbeach? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says no, lo yalfinan, and Rabbi Yishmael says yalfinan, which again might have underneath it, do we compare the hazaos of the pnim to the zrikos of bachutz? Are those similar types of avodos? They're both with blood, they're both with sprinkling, but it might be a very different type of idea. Right, the outside, those are Zrikas Adam, that achieves Kapara, and that we're familiar with from every day in the Beis HaMikdash. But Hazaos in the Pnim, yeah, they're so unique. They come up a couple of times a year. Other Chatos Pnimios, Par Helmut Avershal Tzibor and the Par Kohen Mashiach, a couple of times a year we have them, but it is very unique. So do we compare the two, and are they subject to the same rules? So that's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. There is a Machlokas Haposkim, which came up Chanukah time, and that is, how do we view the principle of Kopino Sha'atapona? The Shulchan Aruch says, Kopino Sha'atapona means you always turn to the right. That's his shita, and that is why the minhag of Klal Yisrael, when we light our Chanukiyot on Chanukah, we start with the most left candle, and we go to the right. That is a kiyum of Kolpino Shatapone. On the first night of Chanukah, we light the one on the most right, okay? And then Kolpino Shatapone. And then the second night, we start with the left and go to the right. That's why the Mishnah Berurah points out that when we make our brachos, our hand, the right side of our body, is supposed to be in front of the candle that we're going to light that night. So on the sixth night of Chanukah, we cannot be standing right in front of our Chanukiah, because then our right hand, let's say if we're a righty, is all the way to the right side by the right candle, and I'm going to have to move it all the way to the left in order to light, which we're going to get to, Be'ez Hashem, Ein Mavir, in a couple of minutes. But that's why we're supposed to light with our hand lined up with the candle that we're about to light, and we go from right to left. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Resh Ayin Vav. Yaschil Lahadlik Bilel Rishon Banera Yoser Yemini. Good. That's not a machlokas. Ubilel Sheni Kishe Yosef Ner Echad Samachlo. When the second night, when you add on a candle, Yaschil Vivarech Al Hanosach Shehu Yoter Smali, the left one. Kidei Lahafnos Liamin. That's why we do that, in order to be able to turn to the right. So two chidushim. That's how the Shulchan Aruch understands. Called pinos ha'tapone. You start with the most left and you turn to the right. And number two, the other chidush, is that you can make a bracha on a candle that is, quote unquote, the hider mitzvah candle. If we assume that the one all the way to the right is the ikar ha-mitzvah, and the other candles are the ones that we were mosif, because you might argue with that and just say, whatever candle you light first, that's the Iker Mitzvah. No, but if our Kavana is that we are lighting the additional ones, so then that's also a Chiddush that you can make a bracha directly on the Hider Mitzvah before the Iker Mitzvah. V'yachach yifre l'tzad yamin v'chein b'chal layla. Ends off the Shulchan Aruch. Nimsa, shetamid mevarech al hanosaf, shehu mora al hanes. So it comes out that we're always making a bracha on the new candle. If you look at the Bir Halacha, he says, look into Lavush and the Taz, and they argue. So if you look into Lavush, if you open up the Lavush here says, I agree with the principle, but I disagree in understanding. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch and says, no, vi omer ani, she'ein piris kol pino sha'ata pone kemo sha'omrim heim. I don't think they have the right understanding. Ela pirushoni reli, kehu kiderech haksiva. It's like writing. Right, Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh goes right to left. That's called Pinos HaTapone. She'anu kosvim shehu mitzad yamin letzad smol. Ki lo lachinam haya hanachas haksav al da'ach zeh. Hashem didn't create the language of Lashon HaKodesh for nothing. Right to left. While most, I didn't do the research, most languages in the world would go from left to right. Most languages, I'm not saying all, but many languages. But Lashon HaKodesh goes from right to left, says the Lavush, that's not for nothing. Because that's a kiyum of Kol Pino Sha'at Tapone. Right? Kol Pino, even numbers. Numbers, which is a universal concept. When we write numbers, right, we go, or maybe not. Well, it depends what side you're writing the numbers on. So, but either way, letters. V'chein muchach mehakafas ha-mizbeach. The mizbeach. The Kohen has to do various different zrikas on the karnos ha-mizbeach. He goes to the right first. Goes to the right first. Shahaya koin oleba keva shaisim bidarom v'hischa b'keren dromis mizrachis v'yachach mizrachis tzvonis maravis dromis v'chulu, and he continues. And then he adds, v'hagatz macha b'teva u'behergol kol b'nei adam. What about naturally? Which side, if somebody is a righty, what do they do first? K'shem esabavin es atzman b'mikre. When we turn around, or we dance in a circle, naturally, which way would we go first? Says the Lavush, again, this might be a machlokas between people, but says the Lavush, naturally you go to the right. K'gom b'machol tir'eh, she'em eina mesabavim uponim atzman mitzad tiv'am, b'li kavana v'ratzon, rak b'derech zeh, v'yim kein, yeh seder adlaka mamish b'hefech mimash ha'kasavti. So I think you should light chanukah candles the opposite way. You start with the right. Because that's a kim of Kalpinos. V'chein hayu osin b'nei astreich. V'chein nirali alach l'maisa. So he says, that's what I think alach l'maisa you should do. What gets a Shulchan Aruch? Al pishnei edim ne'emanim. Haksiva v'hateva. V'chut ha'mishulash ba'akafas ha'mizbeach. So those are my three. I have nature, I have writing, and I have ha'akafas ha'mizbeach. Kein nirali linog. Kan v'chein gamkein b'inyin nianua ha'lulav. He says another context, but we have it. How do we shake the lulav? Right? Where do we go first? Says the Lavush, I think you should go to the right first. Go to the right first, because that's called Pinos HaTapone. Not like the Shulchan Aruch, where you start off to the left and go towards the right. So that is a machlokes haposkim. The Minhag HaOlam seems to be like the Shulchan Aruch, that we start off at the left and go to the right, even though the other elements that he says might be true. But still the application by Hanukkah seems to be how the Shulchan Aruch describes it. So that is and Lamaskana, the Gemara says that really Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree to that principle. The machlokas is, do we have that principle also by Pnim? Do we apply that, because do we compare, parallel and compare the Hazaos on the inside with the zrikos on the outside. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, five lines up from the bottom. Nehi delo yalef pinim michutz. Fine. You don't learn pinim michutz. But Iboy hachi nevin. Why do you dafka go in his direction? Fine, we say you don't have to go to the Kopino Shatapona. But he says specifically, you go, what does Rabbi Akiva say? You start with southeast, and then you go with to southwest. And then you go to northwest, and then you go to northeast. So, why does he seem to say, Badafka, that you don't go Kopino Shatapona? Fine, he starts with a different one than Rabbi Yishmael. So then, if you're facing the Mizbeach from the southeast one, go to the northeast one. Why do you go to the other south one first? So the Gemara says a chiddush. Amar lecha Rabbi Akiva, Medina biyahu karen depaga bereisha biyahu avin bereisha. Really, you should have started with the west one, right? We know that because that's what you pass first. And to Amar Reish Lakish, as we've had already earlier in the Masechta, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. We're not allowed to pass over mitzvos. You come to the north or the southwest one first. So that's where you should be doing the Hazah first. You didn't, because you have a Xeris Akasiv? Okay, so that overrides. But, says the Gemara, Chiddush Gadol, right when you have fulfilled whatever you had to do because of your Xeris Akasiv, you got to go back to where you passed over already. We have to go past the west one because of the Xeris Akasiv. But once I do that, once I fulfill that pasuk, hadar asi lihahu keren deichayiv lemesa bereisha, I have to go back to what I did previously. That is, this line, again, ends off the first suggestion of what is the machlokas. The second suggestion, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael? Possibility number one was they argue about yumin, kopina shatapone. Possibility number two is they argue about yalfinam pinim michutz. And now we're just saying, why is that so rigid? So he said because of this. But what do you see from this Gemara? The simple understanding of this Gemara is a big discussion in the Achronim. The Turi Evan says in Maseches Megillah that the principle of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos is what we would call Li'ikuva. Even if I, quote-unquote, had to violate Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos, I have to go back. I don't say, well, once I passed over a mitzvah and now I'm involved in a different mitzvah, so then, you know, farfallen, as it's called, it's finished, and I already messed up the first time, and now the second time, now it's Ein Mavirin for the second mitzvah. Right, if I leave the second mitzvah, then it's two wrongs. No, from this Gemara, it sounds like, right when you do the Zrika in the southeast. So, really, if you say Kol Pinos Hatapona, you should go to the northeast. But he said, no, you gotta go back to what you skipped already. That's the Gemara, and that's what the Turei Evan says in Maseches Megillah. That's what you learn from this, from Megillah Davav Mebeis. Not Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, Lo Rach Lechatchila, Ela Av Bidi Evan, Im Avar HaMitzvah Kama, Upaga B'Shnia, Chayiv Lahania HaShnia, V'Lachzer Lazos HaMitzvah, Shepaga Batchila. Because here the Gemara says, don't go to the next Keren that you would have gone to based on Kolpino Shatapone. Dafka, go to the one that you missed. Nimsa she'ikar din, after quoting our Gemara, ein mavirin shayach b'makam shepaga b'reisha, v'lo amrinan kivet sha'avar mimenu, shuv ein tsarech lachzar elav. That you don't have to go back to it. So that is important ha'ara of the Turei Evan. The related point to this is a chakira. It's a chakira said by the Chazon Yecheskel, where he discusses, when we have the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, is that more what we would call a din in the Gavra or a din in the Mitzvah? Is that a din in, the Gavra has to have a certain attitude of not passing over opportunities. If you have an opportunity to do a Mitzvah, don't pass it over. It's a din in the Gavra. Or is it a din in the Mitzvah? If you have a Mitzvah and you pass over, then that Mitzvah is disgraced. That Mitzvah is lowered qualitatively. So which is it? That's the chakira that the Chazon Yecheskel has. Emu ragdin ala gavra oshos hu schus bechefsa shal mitzvah atzma sha'asr lahavir alav. Lamai nafkamina, this issue that the Turei Evan is talking about. If I already did it, I'm standing now by the second mitzvah. So if it's a din of the gavra, then I don't go back to the first one, because right now I'm standing in front of a second mitzvah. So ein mavirin, by the second mitzvah. But if it's a din in the mitzvah, or the chefza shal mitzvah, that no, once you are standing here, that is labeled as number one. And if you pass it, it's still labeled as number one. So you have an obligation to that mitzvah. And therefore, even if you passed over it, one has to go back to that mitzvah, and that's a nafka mina between these two ideas. That is number one. Where else does this come up? Comes up in the relating to, let's say somebody picks up their talis before their tefillin. That's what they're supposed to do. What happens if they pick up their tefillin before their talis? What do we paskin? If somebody picks up the tefillin before the talis, we paskin. You put on your tefillin. Put on your tefillin, even though usually the rule is malin b'kodesh v'ein moridin, and that is why we first put on our talis before on our tefillin. Our talis only has tashmishe mitzvah status, while our tefillin have tashmishe kedusha status. That's why we do it in that order. One might throw in also tadir v'sheino tadir, because we wear a talis more than we wear a tefillin. Also a Shabbos and Yantif. But what happens if somebody, and that's why we're supposed to position our talis, that we take out our talis before we take out our tefillin. We put on our talis first, but let's say somebody has the tefillin in their hands first. So we paskin, you put your tefillin on first. Put your tefillin on first, right? We don't say that, because the talis, say you had your talis on, and then you take the talis out, and then you take out your tefillin. So do we say you go back to your talis? So pashas, the poskim, say no. Once you have your tefillin in your hand, you put your tefillin on. Meaning, the loke pashas of our Gemara. There are ways to get out of our Gemara. Our Gemara, you already did the mitzvah that you went to. Now the question is, do you go to the other corner? So it's not exactly the same as holding another mitzvah in your hand. There's a choice now which corner you go to. But we do hold, if somebody picks up their shel rosh before their shel yad, then you put down the shel rosh. And you put out the shel yad, because that's a gzeiras hakasa. A pasuk in Chumash overrides ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Like our Gemara says, v'yatzeh al mizbeach. Another example. A pasuk in Chumash overrides ein mavir nala mitzvahs, just like Ukshartam la'os al yadecha overrides v'hayi l'totafos bein einech. What is the makar for ein mavir nala mitzvahs? Well, this will finish up this discussion. So if you look at Rashi on last week's parsha, Rashi on Shvartam asa matzos, Shvartam asa mitzvahs, Rashi quotes ein mavir nala mitzvahs. In the name of Rabbi Yoshi, I think it is, just like you're not allowed to be machmitz the matzos. You can't delay, we can't procrastinate. So too, we're not allowed to be machmitz, procrastinate with mitzvos. If we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah in front of us, then we have to do it right away. We spoke about Rav Moshe Feinstein in last week's Parsha Shir on that comparison, why Dafka is compared to matzah, Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos. There is a beautiful Rambam related to Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos, as well as it's related to a number of other topics. But he quotes it in that context. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Pirkei Avos, in the beginning of the second parak, we know Rebbe tells us that we do not know the value of mitzvah saseh. We don't know which is a big mitzvah, which is a small mitzvah, and that's why we can't have a hierarchy. She'ena to yodea matan tzchar et sel mitzvahs. Right? We don't know the matan tzchar, and therefore, says the Mishnah, says Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, havizoyer b'mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura. We have to be careful about every mitzvah. Yeah, there are a couple of mitzvahs that have arichas yamim related to it. That's true. But we have to do every mitzvah. Explains the Rambam why. Why? So he says, Shakol HaTorah, Mimena Mitzvahs Asay, U'Mimena Mitzvahs Lo Sasay, Mitzvahs Lo Sasay, Mitzvahs Lo Sasay, there you have a hierarchy. There we know of a hierarchy, right? A reflection of the seriousness of the Avera is the Onesh. And therefore we have Chayvei Mitzvahs Bezdin, and Chayvei Krisus, and Chayvei Mitzvahs B'nei Shemayim, and Chayvei Malkus, and Averas that you don't even get any Malkus for, the different hierarchy. And therefore we do measure. We do measure los ases. And that is why, let's say somebody has to violate an avera, we try to do a less avera. If somebody has a choice, it's pikuach nefesh. So they can either have a piece of nevela, or they can either have a piece of chelev. We get them nevela, because nevela, right, non-shechted meat, is an iser lav with malchus. Chelev is an iser kares. So we'd always give the lower level. We always try to do the less. We're going to have the Gemara later on in Yuma. Bez Hashem, right, the fascinating machlokes, the Ran and others, let's say it's Shabbos, and somebody needs meat, because it's pikuach nefesh, they're going to die if they don't have meat. And you have a piece of treif meat in front of you, or you have a kosher cow here. Do you eat the treif meat, or do you shech the cow on Shabbos? Chilul Shabbos, in order to get kosher meat. So we're going to see later on, you try to do the lesser of two evils, but which is the lesser of two evils there? That's the machlokas of the Rishonim. But when it comes to los ases, we always measure and try to do the lesser avera. That's the Rambam. It's other Rabbah. That's halacha, and that's what we have. Misa, Karis, Misa Nishamayim, Malkus, Umina Ochev Yadanu, Kobitz is Losa say. Mahin Isura Chomer, Mahin Lamata Mizeh, Vehim Shmona Madregos. And he has 8 Madregos. Skeel, what are the 8? Skeel Estreva Herachedek, the 4 levels of Chayvi Misa's Bezdin, which the Rambam counts as separate mitzvos. Separate mitzvos I say Daraisa Bezdin, the Ramban says, what are you talking about? Skeel is a separate mitzvah. Sreif is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says yes. The Ramban says no. They're all counted in din, right? They're all one. So you have the 4 chayvi misas. Kares is 5. Misa b'dei shemayim is 6. Malkus is 7, and no malkus is 8. Those are the 8 levels of punishment or lack thereof in los ases. But then the Rambam says mitzvahs asay. We don't know any difference. It doesn't say in the Torah, if you do this mitzvah asay, you're going to get this level of eternity. And another mitzvah asay, you're going to get this level of eternity. Doesn't say at all. Avo mitzvah asay, lo pire schar kolachas mehen, mahu lefnei Hashem, kedei sheneida mahim chaburos, uma mehin lamata imena, ela tziva lekayim davar ploni, vedvar ploni, velo hodia schar, eza mehem yoser gadol lefnei Hashem. Lefichach roi lishadel ben kulam. Torah doesn't say, bedafka. Hashem Badafka didn't say, because he wants us to do all of them. And this is the yesod of the following principles in halacha. Number one, osik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. It doesn't matter what mitzvah you're doing. Oh, that other mitzvah is really more important. So I'm going to stop doing this and do that one. No! Osik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. Lilo havchana. B'na mitzvah shu osik b'la mitzvah veres. Number two, ein ma'avir na mitzvahs. Our principle. Why? Because you're involved in a mitzvah. Oh, I'm going to skip this one because the other one's more important. No. Ein ma'avirin. Those two principles are based on this mission in Pirkei Avos. Says the Rama beautifully. Klomar. Im nizdamein lo asiyas ha-mitzvah al ta'avor me'aleha v'tanichena kedei lasos mitzvah acheres. No. Don't do that. V'chulu. And then he continues. But that is the, he says, okay, 2 mitzvahs asay, milon kara pesach, are exceptions. They have los ases relate. They have onshim related to it. But in general, that is the rule. That's the Rambam right here in the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos. Good. We continue. So says the Gemara. Vivayseim on top now. Vivayseim a third suggestion. What is the machlokas about between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? Is viralon hakafa beregel to kuleyabalo pligi diafina prebi chutz. If Rabbi Akiva agreed that when the Kohen Gadol does the matanos, sprinkles the blood on the Mizbeach Hazav inside, if he walks around, then that's exactly parallel to what happens outside. The Avot, just like the Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, walk outside, walk around the Mizbeach Hachitzon. If you walk around the Mizbeach Hazav, so too, you'd learn. Pinim Yichutz. V'achabal Kamivlugi, the Machlokas is, though, is that done? Mar Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds Hakafa Biyad. The Kohen Gadol does not move his feet. Right, the Mizbeach is only an Amma by an Amma. So he could stretch and sprinkle on all the corners without moving. So because of that, that reflects that it's a different type of avoda. And that's why you do not learn Pnim from Chutz. Omar Savar and Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, that's Rabbi Shmuel before, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Mar Savar Hakafa Beregel. Hakafa Beregel, and that's how you can learn one from the other. Good. Third suggestion. Fourth suggestion. V'ibayisema. Dekuleyam hakafa biyad. Really, even Rabbi Akiva agrees. Or Rabbi Yosei Glili agrees. Hakafa biyad. V'hachabakamiflagi marasava yafinan yan mirago masaralo yafinan. Either way, those are all the different options. What the machlokas is about between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yosei Glili and Rabbi Akiva in terms of the order of the hazos on the Mizbeach HaPrimi. V'sav Rabbi Yosei Glili Hakafa Biyad. One second. Is option 4 really possible? Rabbi Yosei Glili holds that the Kohen Gadol does not move. V'habi diktani seifa. But if you look back at our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bib Komo Haya Omeid Umechate Michlal, the Tanakaba Lo Svirolei. The Tanakaba, who we identify as Rabbi Yosei Glili, does not hold of Hakafa Biyad. That's how we understood the Mishnah. The Tanakaba holds Beregel. Se Elav Echaver Tekleshanina Meikara. Okay, go back to answer number 3. Mar Sover Hakafa Biyad. Umar Savar Hakafa Beregel. The Vilna Gaon takes out the next Vibay Yaseva, because he says the following is now an explanation of that. Why Hakafa Biyad? Why Hakafa Beregel? Hakafa Biflagi. Mar Savar. Saviv de Mizbeach Pnimi. Kisaviv de Mizbeach Achitzon. Why would we say Hakafa Beregel? Because it has to be parallel to what happens on the outside. Umar Savar, no. Kule Mizbeach Pnimi Bimbako. Chada kered de mizbeach yitzod koi. No, the other opinion says, no, one mizbeach apnimi is like one karen of the mizbeach. It's the same measurements. Every karen in the outer mizbeach is one by one. So that's the entire mizbeach apnimi. And therefore, just like when the Kohen does his diavoda and the zrikas on one corner of the mizbeach achitzot, he doesn't move his raglayim. So too, when he does the entire avoda of the mizbeach apnimi, he does not have to move. So that's an interesting formulation, because we have been saying up till now, if you hold hakafa biyad, then you don't learn it at all from mizbeach achitzot. Any hakafa miracle is a parallel. So according to this formulation, even hakafa biyad is learning from mizbeach achitzot, but only from one corner of mizbeach achitzot. Not all four corners of mizbeach achitzot. So that's a middle formulation that the Gemara has. Good. Tanya, Amar Mishmael. Now Rabbi Shmuel comes in. Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtairu B'Mikdash. The Gerard takes out Rishon here. Right, we have Rishon. There were two Kohanim Gedolim that were remains, that were still alive. B'Mikdash. B'Mikdash or B'Mikdash Rishon. Ze Omer, they each had a different Mesorah of what they did, what they had done. And the post can discuss, how could there be two Kohanim Gedolim? Isn't it a life position? It must be that one of them was Tameh. So the other one went in one time, so they're both talking about how they were able to do it. So ze omer biyadi hikafti, ze omer baragli hikafti. I went around, I did hakava baragli, hakava biyad. Right? Nobody else could say what happened because it was in the hechal. Nobody's allowed to be in the hechal when this is done. So they have to say themselves. Remember we had the Gemara in Maseches Gittin a few weeks ago. We mentioned that is the source for Ne'emanus, that a Kohen had a machshava ba'ayati, a paralytic machshava, when he does the avoto. Because here we trust the Kohen Gadol, that he did everything inside properly. So, says the Gemara, Zenose tabla dvarav, Zenose tabla dvarav, and they each explained why they did it. Zenose tabla dvarav, saviv de mizbeach pnimi, kisaviv de mizbeach achitzot, Zenose tabla dvarav, kule mizbeach pnimi, bimakom chada keren de chitzot ka'i. So that is the same svar is given for the machlokas. Couple of points. Number one, the Beis HaChachma points out that lamaskana is it, do you have a choice? Let's see, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Beis HaChachma at least points out that both of them are alluded to in the psukim. Because you find there are a number of times where we have hazaos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. We have it here on Yom Kippur, but we also have it by the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzipor. We have it by the Parkoin Mashiach, a couple of the Chatos, the beginning of Perak Dalet in Sefer Vayikra. Says the Meshech Chachma, it's interesting that if you look at some of those, it says Karnos with a Vav. And by others, it says Karnos without a Vav. So he says, that's the allusion here. To allude Karnos with a Vav. Lachay Kasid, this is Dalet Zion. The cause of Karnos Malay Lahoros Derashoy Lahakiv Beregel. Velitin Al Kolkarit Kishuho Omeid Etzlo. Vekala Matanos Nifradin. Each Matano would be considered separate and independent, and that's why you have a full Karit. Each one gets its own Zrika with the Kohen Gadol standing next to it. Because of Karnas Chaser Lahoros Derashoy Lahakiv Biyad Va'omeid Eitzel Karen Echad V'Noseid Biyado Alashar. You can stand next to one, and Rav Kuperman points out in the footnotes, Gishazu, this is another example of the Meshech Chachma finding in the Torah Shebichsav allusions to Halachas of Torah Shebalpeh, even where Chazal did not find the allusions to them. Right? This is another example where you have the Malay and the Chaser. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, ask the Ritva, how could there be a machlokas between these Kohanim Gedolim? How could there be a machlokas between them? When did the concept of machlokas start? When did it start? So we have the Zugos, we have sources in Maseches Chagiga, but ask the Tosfos Yeshanim. Again, it's printed, ask the Ritva. It's printed right here on Amud Beis. If you turn over a page, it's printed on Nun Tes Amud Beis. He says, how kashali? It says in the second paragraph of Maseches Temura, Miyamos Moshe Va'ad Shemes Yosi Ben Yoezer Lo Haisa Machlokas Be Yisrael. There was no Machlokas. What was the first Machlokas? As we know, Smicha. Machlokas about Smicha. It turns Smicha on Karbanos, not Smicha of a giving Smicha. He says, Beso Shnia. He says, before the Vilu Hacha, but here Mashma Defligu Baba Mikdash Rishon. Maybe that's where the Gra takes out the Girsa. Right, takes out the Girsa region. What was his first machlokas? Hakava biyad, hakava beregel. That's the machlokas of Yekiv Rebbe Zeglili. So how can it be a machlokas? So says the Tosfos Yeshanim. So this is a question all the Rishonim are bothered by. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim that, I'm sorry, first the Ritva. The Ritva says there's no machlokas. They were just saying either or. That's why it's not considered a machlokas. They both had a mesorah, and either or could have been done. This one said I did this, this one said I did that. That's why it's not counted as machlokas. Says the Tosfos, Yeshanim, v'shema im hayu ba'in l'minyin hayu yecholo mahaskim ala emes. They each had a mesorah, but they never got together to have a vote. If they would have come together, there wouldn't have been a machlokas. They would have voted and assumed one opinion. There wasn't a machlokas. They just never, you know, had a discussion about it. Inami, or then he quotes like the Ritva said, Yavid Hachi, Yavid Hachi, Avid Lor Bishmal, Vechei Batsasi B'Yerushalmi, Lor Bishmal, Lo, Lor Bishmal B'Yerushalmi, they're all plagues. That is the Tosas Yeshanim, and that is the Ritva. Again, the Ritva says that it's either or, El Demar Avid Hachi, Mar Avid Hachi, while the Tosas Yeshanim says, maybe they never got together, but if they had gotten together, they would have been able to have a, they would have been able to have a vote. If you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef Echoshe Mishpat, the Shar Mitzion of Ahalacha, is Meir this Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef writes at Simon Yud Gimel in the name of the Rashba. De lo amra haTorah lelech achar harov. We only say there's a mitzvah say to follow the Rabbim to go after the Rov. Ella kishahayu masa umatan beinehem. Sorry, I have a little cold today. When do we say you go after the Rov? Only when there is a discussion between them. There's a machlokes. There's a vote. So then you follow the majority. But what if you have two groups that never got together and voted? They never discussed it with each other. So then, lav dafka, you'd go after the rov, because it could be that once the rov knows the what the miut says, they would agree. That's the shita of the Rashba. Aval kishaloshamu tzad echa tamam shel ha'achirim efshar dafilu echa meyam hayelo tam hagul l'shitaso. For Rav Yehuda l'dvarav, you can only have the principle of holach acharov when you have a machlokas. But if you don't have a machlokas, then you wouldn't go. So that's similar to this Tosas Yeshanim here. They never got together to have the vote. But if one, they would get together, you know, it could be that you would go after the miyut. That could, that's a quoted, that could be what's behind, as we have known in the past, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Baskel goes down and says, the halacha is like, Elu ve'elu dibri l'kim chayim, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, v'chim yachar, de'elu ve'elu, everything elu ve'elu, so why is the halacha like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, number one, they're shonen divrei beis shamai before they study their own words. I mean, they don't just say their own shita. Beis Hillel was the rove, that's true. But the Gemara emphasizes that they studied beis shamai's words. And they still said their shita. So that shows conviction of principle. Conviction of what they believe in. And that's exactly what this Rashba, that's quoted in the Beis Yosef and Simon Yud Gimel. And that's what the Betelzer Yisharim said. If they could have gotten together, then they could have voted and not had a machlokas regarding that issue. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now at the two dots. Rabbi Eliezer Omer bimkomo hayomer b'chatir. Remember we have the machlokas in the Mishnah whether you do akafa b'regel or akafa b'yad. So Rabbi Eliezer says you stand bimakom and you do it. Masnisan mani Rabbi Yehuda he. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, as we're about to see. There are two versions of what Rabbi Eliezer said. Rabbi Eliezer said. So Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer is the one that's in our Mishnah. Titania. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer bimkomo omer u'mechate. You stand in your place, the Alkulan Hayanose Milmala Lamata, and by all of them you have a going down motion, Chutz Meosa Sheba Aluchsin, except for the one that is diagonally away from him, Shenose Mimata Lamala. That is not what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is what our Mishnah says. Bibkomaya Omeda Bechate, the Alkulan Unose Milamata Lamala. All of them he goes up. All of them he goes up, so he doesn't spill on himself. That's what we said yesterday. Chutz, because if he goes down and he's reaching across, then it could roll down his arm. But if he's, except for the one right in front of him, because that he does very quickly. Chutz vizush, I said, lafanav, mamish, shenosein mimala lamata, kihechi delo nisvasan mani. So that his hand, his clothing does not get dirty. That's why he does it in that direction. So our version is like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer and not Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chashuke Chabad right here, on the lo nisvasan mane has a very lamaisa and difficult tshuva, but it's halacha lamaisa. Let's say somebody, Rachman al-Itzlan, always has a bad tremor. Has a bad tremor. So that he says, hachola Parkinson's. Or even if not, somebody has a bad tremor. The question is, what do you do about Kiddush? Is it better, he says, to hold the coast by Kiddush, which the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to hold the coast by Kiddush, knowing that it's going to spill all over the place, and I'm going to get my jacket dirty, I'm going to get my shirt dirty, even though, but I'll be mekayem the mitzvah. Or do I say no? It's more kavanah mitzvah not to hold the kos in this circumstance. Not to hold the kos right before you drink. You know, then you can hold it for a second and drink it. That's the shaila. What about related to lo nisva sidmane? Am I getting your clothes dirty? Which is a better kiyama mitzvah? That's the shaila. Mistabek, ketzad linho, bekiddush b'shabbos, him yachzik as a kos b'yadav, sh'neam ar kos yishua zazav, Hashem Hashem akra, like the Shulchan Aruch says in Kufpe Gimel, kosher bracha. Not to hold the kosher bracha is a bizayon. Can't not hold the kosher bracha. O shem yadi cheder al ha-shulchan, k'dei she'b'gadav, lo yitanev b'yayin. Doesn't come different. So he quotes our Gemara. And he quotes that why does a Kohen stretch out and he does it, he goes from lamala lamata lamata lamala difference so he doesn't get his clothing dirty. And he says, v'tzarech biur, madua, ketzad sheyirtz ekod yasa. What's the big deal? So he'll get his clothing a little bit dirty. It sounds like it's an important value. The Gemara is saying that he has to do it this way. He quotes the Chazon Ish. V'yefshet t'chachamim kavu chova la'asos ma'shenoach lo, shezu kavano avoda, shelo te'aseh b'shinu ela b'derech hinuach, without getting his begadim dirty. Harei, shenikoy begadim, he sipa l'shanos b'seder ha'avoda haroi. Right, you might have said, do the one closest to you first. Emavirin. So no, keeping the begadim clean is a reason. And then he quotes for the Big Day Kahuna. We try to keep the Big Day Kahuna clean. Right, you learn to cover the sefares. But then he says, well, maybe Big Day Kahuna are different because those can never be washed. If you remember, we had before. Einanias b'makam ashiras. Masha eke, when it comes to here, you can wash your shirt. So he says, maybe you should be makfit for the coast. He's not sure. So he said, I asked my brother-in-law, Chaim Kanievsky, and he said that one should not hold the kos in this case. That's what he paskid. The basha no basha zorach liti milamal lamata no nisvin mane svarehi shatar lo tetzav liti dam ba'ofat shabagadim yislach lechu. V'hu adin bigdik Shabbos b'nosav lekach yadro edes hashofechas yayin ein ze kos yeshuas esa ki hi peranis v'lo kavod lebracha. And therefore he says, leave it on the table and be makadesh when one is not holding it and pick it up right afterwards. And then he says maybe another option is to use a larger kos and not only fill it up halfway. Maybe to not fulfill the idea of koshal bracha malay, because then even if it shakes, so that it's shaking inside and it won't spill over. But either way, this is the an important discussion. Rachman al-Islam, if somebody needs to, and if somebody has it, you know, this symptom, so then what is the Torah demands? So he's noted to say to leave it on the table and pick it up right before it is drunk, unless one could do it without spilling. Okay. Weiter. He's a Emmanuel Tarosh HaMizbeach. So what does it say after we go on the Karnos HaMizbeach? We do 7 times on the Tarosh HaMizbeach. So what does that mean? My Taro. Am Rabbi by Rav Shela, Paul gave the Mizbeach. So the first option we think is the top half of the Mizbeach. On the sides. Kedamri Inshi, Tar Tiara. Like the people say that the light became lighter. Bahavi Palgid the Yoma, that means during the day. Tara means brightness. So, and it means the middle of the day. So the middle of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to reject that. Meisve, the Tosefta says, Kshu Maze, Eino Maze, Lo Agabia Ephraim, Lo Agabia Gechalim. When you sprinkle the blood on the Taro of the Mizbeach, you don't do it directly on coals or ashes. Elachote Gechalim, what ashes and coals? The regular ketores of the day. You move the coals away and you do it on there. So you see it's talking about on top. It's clear. It's not talking about on the sides. Because you're moving away coals. Ela ama rabba barav shela al giluya de mizbeach on top. Kidechsivu ke'etza shamayim latohar. Period. Tanya Chananya Omer. Which side on top do you do the 7 times on? Bitzad Svoni, who knows saying. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bitzad Jeromi, who knows saying. Machlokas north or south. But my kabiflagi. Mar Savar. Chananya holds. You do it on the north side. Why? Pischa bidarom kali. Because he holds the curtain is on the darom. V'umar Savar, I'm sorry, that's the other sheet. Mar Savar, Pischa bitzafon koi. And it's on the tzafon. So depending where you came out, and you have to cross over one. So you have to do the other side of where you came from. And that is why they each say you do it on the north side and on the south side. You start, go to the opposite side. Rashi does the math. You have to cross over for which? For the Kronos. So depending on which side, you come from the north or the south, you have to cross over, go around, and you end up on an opposite side. If you start on the southeast, you end up on the northeast if you go all the way around. So whatever side you end up on, that's the one, that's the side that you are going to pour the Tiara Shalom's back. And Rashi goes through exactly which side each one ends up on. But to Kuli Amamiya, Hecha to Gabran, Matanos to Kronos, Hasab Yav Agago. Wherever you finish doing the Kronos of the Mizbeach, the fourth and final one, that's where you stand to put it on the top of the Gog. My time, Omar Krav, the TRO, the Kiddusho, Makopsha Kiddusho, Shab TRO. That is in a Hemshech, a continuation of the Avoda. Continuing. So the leftovers, the Shirayim of the Dam. So, Baruch Hashem, we are finished with the Pnimi. So we did the Dam, the Par and the Sa'ir in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Par and the Sa'ir towards the Paroches, the Dam and the Sa'ir on the Mizbech Azov. Leftover blood, what do we do with it? Shficha Shirayim. Now we go out to the Mizbech Achitzon. Where do we put it? So as we know, as we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, two holes on the bottom, the Shisin. So this leftovers go on the west. And you pour it into the hole that you come to first, so you come to the western hole first, before the southern hole. They're both on the southwest corner, so you come to the west one first. If you have leftover blood from the outside karbanos, regular karbanos, then you pour the Shvicha Shirayim onto the southern hole, because that's the one you get to first. And that is not ma'akev. There is a Tana in Maseches Vachem that says Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akev. We generally hold it as not. Tana Rabbanan, Yisod HaMizbeach, Ze Yisod Deromis. Ata Omer, that's talking about regular, the Yisod of Karbanos. Ata Omer Yisod Deromis, Oedu Eli Yisod Maravis. Which one? Amar, Dilman Yiridaso Min HaKevesh, Liyisiyaso Min HaHechel. Learn it from the Hechel. Ma Yisiyaso Min HaHechel, Bissamachlo. Just like the Shvicha Shirayim of the leftover Pnimios, you do it on the one that's close. The Eze, Ze Yisod Maravi. Af Yiridaso Min HaKevesh, Bissamachlo. Ve Ze, Ze. Because you come down the ramp on the south, you come to the southern one first. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Machloka, Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, they both, even the outer karbanos, are poured down the western one. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Zev Zeh Yisod Zeromi. So Bishlam, Rabbi Shmuel, Ksavar Yilmar Tzasami Mefurish. The other one that is explicit are the Panimi ones. So Rabbi Shmuel says, so all of them have that halacha, you do it on the western one. El Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, my time, huh? What about, why does Rabbi Yochai say they're all on the southern one? Amar Ravashi, Ksavar Pischa B'darab Kai. Rabbi Shimon by Yochai holds that the Pesach of the Hechel, is in the Daro, meaning when you come out of the Hechel and the Ulam, right now we're not in the Kodesh Kodashim anymore, we're going west to east. So you go from the Hechel to the Ulam. When you exit the Ulam, you are south of the Mizbeach. That is Rabbi Meir Shita, where the Mizbeach was situated. Not exactly in front of, straight in front of you, but it was more north from where you are. So according to Rabbi Meir, the first one that you come to is the south one. The south Shisa. Period. Tana Viter says the Brisa, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Bidebei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel was learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zevezei Yisod Romis. And they said, in his yeshiva, that Rabbi Shmuel agreed to us. He changed his shita, he was Choserbo. V'sibanech, anyway, you remember this, Mashchu Gavri L'Gavra. One Gavri, many people pulled the Gavra, pulled Rabbi Shmuel, and now he was Choserbo, and he agrees to us that you go on the Dromis. But again, our Mishnah says the Chiluk. Our Mishnah says the Pnimi ones get the west one, and the Chitzoni ones get the south one.
Does that mean they said it's only one hole?
So did they say there's only one hole? It's a good question. According to the shitas that say that you only have Dromi or Maravi, right, it was there a function for the other one? Was there a function for the other one? You gotta think about the rest of the world of Kachem in the whole year. Is there any reason to have the other one? Weiter. The water was up top. That was up top. The water and the wine, the wine and the water was up top. Also on the same corner side of the Mizbeach, also on the southwest, but that was up top. Both holes merge underneath and into the Amma underground, and then it goes out to Nachal Kidron, it's sold to the Ganonin for fertilizer, and there's Me'ila. Tana Rabbanan. Marlin Bedamim Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds there is Me'ila by blood. Divrei Meir Rabbi Shimon. V'chachamim Omrim, no, ain Marlin Bohem. There is no Me'ila by blood. And we'll see why. Says the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligi ela midrabanan. This is only on a Durabanan level. There's a machlokes whether the Rabbanan instituted the Isra of Mi'ila, the Isra of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Avo midaraisa in ma'olam bahen. But blood does not have Mi'ila on a daraisa level. Blood does not have Mi'ila on a daraisa level. Period. Tosfos, top line. De'imi da'oraisa. Because if there was Mi'ila da'oraisa, then how could they sell it and use it and be poded? There's Mi'ila. So the whole discussion here of Mi'ila by blood is only at a Durabanan level. Midaraisa, there's no Mi'ila. Midarabanan, do we say the Rabbanan instituted? It's as if you're benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to pay for it. So that's the machlok. What's the source that there is no Mi'ila by blood? So a couple of options. Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Lachem. Right, this should be for you. Shalachem Yehei. Right, Lachem, Vanina Sativ Lachem, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, I give it to you. So it's yours, meaning it's for you, that's Mashma, by meaning Mi'ila means it's off limits. So Lachem is the opposite. Tevei Rebbe Shimon, Tana Lechaper. Right, blood is to use for atonement. Lechaper Nesativ Alola Mi'ila. Number two. Rebbe Yochanan Amar, Amar Kra, Hu. What's Hu? Rashi quotes, Ki Dam Hu, Benefesh Yechaper. It is blood. Lifnei kapara, kila achar kapara. We compare before kapara to after kapara. Mala achar kapara, ein bo mi'ila. Just like after kapara, it for sure does not have any mi'ila, as we'll see why in a second. Bez Hashem, af lifnei kapara, ein bo mi'ila. So to lifnei kapara, there is no mi'ila that is subject to it. Says the Gemara, really? Why don't you say the opposite direction? Ve'im ala achar kapara, kila lifnei kapara. Mala lifnei kapara, yesh bo mi'ila. Just like before kapara, there is mi'ila. Af lachar kapara, yesh bo mi'ila. Why don't you say the opposite direction? So the Gemara ends off, and this we'll get into B'Hashem tomorrow. This is a Gemara that comes up many places. Ein l'cha davar shenaasis mitzvaso, umolin bo, period. You never have an item of hekdish that you have fulfilled its use. It's done its job. It was naasis mitzvaso, which continues to have hekdish status, and you will violate mi'ila by it. And therefore, for sure, la'achar kaparaso, there is no mi'ila by blood. That's for sure. And once you know that for sure, so then we say, la'achar kapara ke lefnei kapara, and we compare it and say, even lefnei kapara, there is no iser of me'ila. Ask Tosfos, why is it, second Tosfos, why ask Rabbeinu Tam? So you're saying there is no me'ila? So why does the Gemara say in me'ila, and Afyud Beis, that if I bloodlet a behemas kachim, right, let's say in the days of old, they thought bloodletting was healthy. So if I bloodlet a behemas kachim, the Gemara says, that blood, there's mi'ila by. Ma'olin bo. I thought there's no mi'ila by blood. Hamekas dabe behemas kachim. Right, we'll have to see the significance of that Gemara B'Shem more tomorrow. So Tosfos asked that. Answers Tosfos, that's before Shechita. Before Shechita, then the animal is subject to mi'ila. It's a karbon. So if I bloodlet the animal before Shechita, so that's for sure. That the whole animal has mi'ila, including the blood. That's an important yisod. What are we talking about here? After Shechita. V'tiris, tad amrin ha'chal, v'nei kabara k'lachan kabara, ha'yidu l'achar Shechita. D'shaycha be kapara, aval michayim lo. It's a korban before Shechita, but it's not in the world of kapara yet. So that is why Tosva says, on the last wide line, first couple of skinny lines, there is no problem. The Achronim give other answers to Tosva's question. The Gevurah Sari here says, different types of blood. There's no mi'ila by dam ha'nefesh, which is the dam that comes out of the animal. Dam tamsis, the other parts of the blood of the animal, that's not the lifeblood, there is mi'ila. All these sources, we're talking about the type of blood that you use for the kapara. That's only by the dam hanefesh, number two. Or the Sfas Emes says, maybe there's a difference on a durabana level between in the mikdash or not. In the mikdash, there's no isuri durabana, ain't shvos by mikdash, and therefore there's no mi'ila. Mekas dam is talking about outside the base of mikdash. So if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, says the Sfas Emes, so there is Mi'ila there on a Durabanan level. And that Gemara is on a Durabanan level. Either way, this is Tosfos. We have to get into Trumas Hadeshen and Nasas Mitzvaso. Those are all sugyas that are coming up on the next daf as we continue. Next Mishnah finally gets into what we've referred to a number of times already, and that is, if I switch the order in the Avodos, does that make a difference as we head towards... Then towards the next parak, right, two more blots, and this parak, Daf Samach Beis, is the next parak of Shnei Seiri. Okay, we'll stop here.